Nehemiah chapter 8, let's read from verse 1. And all the people gathered as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it before the square which was in front of the water gate from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium which they had made for the purpose. And now you'll see a number of leaders listed. I challenge any one of you to pronounce those Hebrew names properly. But they're standing there with Ezra, and we pick it up then in verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, "Amen, amen," while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Let's consider a few background notes for this portion of God's Word. The book of Nehemiah tells us about the rebuilding of the walls around Jerusalem. After the Jewish people had spent 70 years in captivity in Babylon, they returned and they rebuilt, first of all, they rebuilt the temple. That was completed in about 516 BC. But the wall remained in ruins. It remained in ruins until God stirred up the heart of Nehemiah. And Nehemiah came back in about 445 BC. He was a cupbearer to the Persian king, a Hebrew. But he came back and he was concerned about this broken down wall. He was able to motivate the people and they rebuilt the wall. In chapter 6 and verse 15, you see that they were able to complete the rebuilding of this wall in 52 days, a tremendous accomplishment. The water gate that's mentioned here in verse 1, that has nothing to do with the American politics of the early 1970s. This is one of the gates in the wall of Jerusalem. This is one of the gates that was rebuilt. Now you read about Ezra the scribe here, another background note. Ezra the scribe, he's mentioned here for the first time in this book. This is the Ezra that wrote the book of Ezra. He had returned to Jerusalem about 13 years prior to Nehemiah. He was a great leader. He really did a lot to set the heart of the people in the right direction. In fact, it was probably Ezra's ministry that laid the groundwork for the good response that would come from the people when Nehemiah returned. When Nehemiah returned and challenged them to rebuild the wall, the people were ready. Probably a lot had to do with Ezra's ministry. Well, now that the wall is rebuilt, there's great blessing and revival that continues. And here in chapter 8, we see that this blessing and revival is centered about the Word of God. It's centered about Scripture. And that really brings us then to a very significant doctrinal point. And it's this: any revival or renewal of God's people will always be centered about the Bible. One more time. Any revival or renewal of God's people will always be centered about the Word of God, around the Bible. It was because of attention to and appreciation of the Word that we see this revival and blessing continuing in Nehemiah's day. I want you to notice four things which show that people had a great appreciation of the Word of God. First of all, they request the Bible to be brought and read. See that in verse 1? They're united in this as one man, as one person. They request Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, that's Scripture. They are not forced. I hope you're not forced to hear the Word of God this morning. I hope you came by your own choice. Well, that's an indication of an appreciation of the Word of God. Notice they don't ask for Ezra to talk on a topic like the present political situation between Jerusalem and Babylon or Persia, something like that. No, they want to hear the Word of God. That's an indication of their great appreciation for the Word of God. No wonder there's revival. They request the Word of God to be brought and read. A second point, notice that they listen from daybreak until noon. In verse 3, it says, from early morning until midday. Well, I would say that's from at least 6 o'clock in the morning till noon, 6 hours. That shows a great appreciation of the Word of God, doesn't it? This is no half-hour sermon that Ezra is giving, spiced up with some great stories, humor, good jokes, things like that. No, this is straight reading of the Scripture. And, as we'll see, explanation to follow. An indication that they appreciate the Word of God. A third point I want you to notice that shows their appreciation of Scripture. They're attentive. They're not only listening to the Word of God, they are attentive. Verse 3 says, they were attentive to the book of the law. They were not daydreaming about the video they had seen the night before. They were not planning what they were going to do that afternoon. They're attentive to the Word of God. No wonder there's revival and renewal and blessing. The people appreciate the Word of God. And then I want you to notice a fourth thing that shows their appreciation. They stood up. Verse 5, it says, when Ezra opened the book, they stood up. Now, it could be that they remained standing. It seems to indicate that in verse 7, that they remained in their place, remained standing in their place. It could be that they stood for 6 hours from early morning until noon. Some people have a hard enough time just sitting for a half-hour sermon. Well, this really shows appreciation for the Word of God. They are requesting the Word of God. They are attentive to it. They're listening intently, and they're standing there, apparently. I wonder if we have that appreciation for the Word of God. By the way, I remember once when my wife and I were in a town on a Sunday morning, traveling. We attended the only church in town, Bible-teaching church, and one of the things they did at that service was, as they began the service, they brought in the Bible from the back and brought it up to the podium, and as the Bible was brought in, everyone stood up. Certainly it was symbolic, but it was a great symbol. Honor of the Word of God. We need to have that appreciation for the Word of God. No wonder there's revival and blessing here. There's an appreciation of God's Word. And that really brings us to practical application then. The one main practical application we want to make from this section of Scripture today is, if you want revival in your life as a Christian, there must be an appreciation of the Bible. There must be an appreciation of the Word of God. If you're concentration and focus is on spiritual experiences and feelings and spiritual highs more than an appreciation of the Bible, that's a danger signal. There's got to be an appreciation of the Word of God. The main focus has got to be on Scripture. Now, I'm not saying that God will not give good feelings, spiritual highs, spiritual experiences, and so forth. But if you really want revival, renewal, blessing in your soul as a Christian, it's going to be focused, attention, centered about the Word of God. You read the Bible each day? You have a quiet time? Now, I know if I were to ask for a show of hands here, how many have a quiet time each day? How many read the Bible? Probably we get 100% hands going up. But there might be a few liars out there. I mean, we all kind of think we read the Bible every day, but do we really have scripture each day? Or are there those days when we're just so busy and all the things we got to do, we never get around to it, even though we think we have, because we've been habitually taught to have a quiet time. But sometimes we don't do it. A few years ago, a Christian man said to me that he was no longer reading the Bible each day because he felt he knew the Bible well enough. He didn't need to read the Bible every day. Well, it's interesting to see where that Christian man is today. Hardly is there renewal and revival and blessing in his life. He's still a Christian, certainly, but far from being blessed in his life and having renewal and revival in his life. We could extend this practical application to the family, not just if we want revival and renewal and blessing in our own lives, but say in the life of our families. We need to have an appreciation of the Bible. Now, how is that seen in the family? Well, certainly the matter of family devotions. Do you have family devotions? If you say, well, we try to have them, or we have them occasionally, or most of the time, that may indicate that there's a lack of appreciation of the Word of God. If you really appreciate the Word of God, you will have family devotions. And I would speak to dads here, especially. Those of you with children, you need to pick a regular time each day when the family is together. Best suggestion is around a mealtime when the family is together. It doesn't have to be a long family devotions. You may want to, with young children, use a Bible story book to help explain it and so forth. But you need to have family devotions if you want to have revival, renewal, blessing in your life. You could even extend this in practical application to the church. If you want to have revival, renewal, blessing in your church, you've got to have a focus, an attention, an appreciation of the Word of God, the Bible. It's great to see that at this church, there is attention given to and appreciation of the Word of God. That is so important and essential to having revival, renewal, blessing in your own life, in the life of your family, in the life of your church. I think many of us need to work a little bit harder at this. But here in Nehemiah's day, we see that that was the basic reason for the renewal, for the blessing, for the revival that continued on after the days that the wall was rebuilt. It's because there was a great appreciation of the Word of God. If you want revival in your life as a Christian, there must be an appreciation of the Bible. There must be an appreciation of the Word of God.